What if you as a leader could clone your top performers? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about that thing that many leaders fantasize about, the ability to clone your top performers so that you have more top performers in your workgroup. Of course, we're not talking about a lab experiment where we extract DNA from your top performer and breed more of them, although maybe someday that'll be possible. We're talking about how you can observe the top performers you have, identify the key elements that make them different, and then pollinate that across the workgroup. So, as usual, I've got three steps for you. The first step is to observe. When I talk about observing here, I'm saying it might be not just watching with your own eyes, you might actually start to videotape your top performer and how they do the work that they do. The reason you're doing that is because you want to look at the process that makes them different. I remember one of our customers who ran papermaking equipment. They knew that some of their supervisors did a much better job than others in terms of monitoring and setting up the work for the day. And so what I suggested is, why not just follow along with this person and notice what they do and how they do it so that we could build a training program around just that aspect. They didn't end up doing that, but I can see that it could be a valuable asset to you and your company to think about doing something similar. So it starts with watching your top performers, and if you really want an interesting contrast, take what your top performers do and compare it to what your medium or bottom performers do. That'll help you identify what are those key aspects that seem to make the biggest difference. Once you've observed and potentially even recorded, and by the way, I want to clarify that it's not good enough just to ask your top performers, what is it that you do that's different from anyone else? Because it's very difficult for high performers in any field to tell you exactly what makes them successful. So it's best if you actually observe them and record them so that you can point out to them, much like a coach would do with game tape, is let's review the tape and see what that person's doing that's different from anyone else. So once you've gone beyond the observing stage, the next thing is to document what you're seeing. So once you've analyzed the game tape and seen what people are doing, now you can put it into a procedure or a checklist or best practices, or maybe even identify the nuances that make someone different from somewhere else. I talked about that in a recent Leader Feeder episode on how athletes are conquering distance. So once you've documented that and put it into a process, then you can use that process to start to train other people. And again, if you can use videotaping or other recording to do that, it'll help you show people the difference in their performance, because sometimes not even they will notice. The third aspect, of course, is train and coach. Now, training and coaching, that could be group workshops, or it could be small group work with a team of people that perform much the same job. Or it could be coaching, which is where you've identified and observed someone doing something and you have a suggestion for how they could do it even better. So training is more around skills and knowledge, and coaching is more around making observations that can help someone change their own behavior to increase their performance. By doing those simple things, observing, recording, or documenting, and then going ahead to train and coach them, can help you clone your top performers in your workgroup. And even if it seems like a fantasy to think of having all top performers, imagine if you could take every person on your team's performance and elevate it even just slightly. It would make a huge difference to your output, to your ability to satisfy customers, to be competitive going forward. Now, once you've worked on cloning your top performers, you may decide you need to work on some of the other aspects of your leadership. And of course, you can do that by visiting us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com and arranging for us to come on site to deliver training, or maybe through our virtual training studio exclusively for your team, or enroll someone in our public workshops. If you prefer to access on-demand tools, you can do that through our website, again at uniquedevelopment.com. You can also connect with us in one of our online communities through social media, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. No matter how you connect with us, I'd like to be your partner in leadership performance.